Okay, good morning. Do I have sound okay this morning? Perfect. I was just testing my mic a few moments ago and I couldn't hear anything through the mic, so I was concerned that I wasn't being heard, but that's great. Good morning, beloveds, and thank you, Ken. As Ken mentioned, it is now time for our Sunday morning gathering. Which is actually our first gathering of July already. It seems like every month I'm saying, the time is just going amazingly fast. So here we are in at the very top of July. Again, welcome to the sanctuary. Right now, I'm going to ask Lynn to play our opening song. I'm broadcasting today from Atlanta, Georgia. Very peaceful and calm here today. So, Lynn, if you would please play our opening song so that we can greet one another on the board. Thank you.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. Memory, dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love. Chidananda, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Satchidananda.
Okay, and thank you very much for the opening song, Lynn, and good to see everyone is doing well all over the country there on the board. So it's let me go ahead and read our statement of purpose for Awakening Together. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. Okay, so that brings us up to the announcements for this week. And as always, we do have several exciting announcements for this week. First up, as you know, members are currently invited to vote for two new members to join the Member Board of Trustees. As of this time, when this announcement was written, 58 members had voted. We appreciate the response. Also,
As of the time when this announcement was written, there was a three-way tie for two positions on the board, on the member board of trustees. So, if you haven't voted yet, please vote. Your vote is still needed. You can vote anytime, today or tomorrow. If you do not have the link to the electronic ballot, email Regina at regina@awakening-together.org and request the link from her. Voting closes at the end of the day on Monday, July 3rd. So yes, absolutely, a reminder there. We have had a decent participation for the voting, but if you haven't voted or if you need that link, please contact Regina because tomorrow is the last day to vote. So on to our next announcement, which is concerning our website. Awakening Together is getting a new website soon. We aren't exactly sure when this project will be complete. We hired Bruce Rawls to move the website to a more device-friendly WordPress theme. That means that the new website will work better with your smartphones and tablets than the current website does. Bruce has other clients that he's working with now, but when he's able to give his attention to Awakening Together, the conversion to the new website could happen pretty quickly. That means that one day you will go to the website and it will have a completely different look. Again, we don't know when this will happen, but there is a good chance that it will be during the month of July, and it could be soon. We are real excited about this, and this has been in the planning and pre-work for about a year. So to get to this stage where the new website is coming soon is very exciting. So yes, be mindful that you could absolutely go out to the website in the very near future and see a completely different look there. I also want to acknowledge the work that Regina has done. She really put in an extensive amount of work to get that website up and running. And as on the member board of trustees, we've looked at that website for quite a while. So it is very exciting to see that coming into manifestation now or soon. So do be on the watch out for that. So our third announcement for today, our fall retreat is still nearly 4 months away. However, we know some of you are beginning to think about registration and plane tickets. Remember that we have three retreats this year, one with Gina Lake from October 20th to the 23rd, Regina from October 23rd through the 26th, and Bill Ferguson and Tess Hughes from October 26th through the 29th. The retreats will be held at the Franciscan Retreat Center in Colorado Springs. Regina is planning field trips between retreats and during her retreat, so we will get the opportunity to enjoy Colorado while we are there. There are scholarships available as well as discounts for registering and paying by August 15th, and additional discounts for registering for all three retreats. For full details, go to the awakening-together.org website and click Events, 2017 Fall Retreat in Colorado Springs. Okay, so yes, the time is fast approaching when we will be once again reuniting at our fall retreat. So if you haven't done so, do begin to make your plans before that August 15th deadline to get your discounts there. All right, and the last announcement for today is Paul Hederman will begin a two-week mini-series in the sanctuary tonight. However, his mini-series will be 1 hour earlier than usual. So please join us tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific a Common Ground miniseries with Paul Hederman. That will be followed by an audio from Regina's Holy Spirit Guide series at 9 p.m. Eastern. The Holy Spirit Guide series covers the details of Regina's 5-year purification period and includes both stories and teachings that Regina has forgotten now. Okay, so it's a good review for all of us. Yeah, apparently even for Regina at this point. So yes, the 2-week miniseries is starting tonight in the sanctuary with Paul Hederman, and you guys will remember that Jacqueline did an interview recently with Paul Hederman. So very exciting that he's coming back to share with us further. So if you're available, come back to the sanctuary this evening to enjoy Paul's miniseries, which again is 1 hour earlier than we normally do our miniseries. All right, so that wraps up our announcements for this week. Right now I'm going to ask, let's double check that. I'm going to ask Lynn to play an opening song for us, and then I will rejoin us after that song for prayer. So Lynn, if you would please play that opening song. Okay, thank you very much, Lynn, and if you all would please join me for prayer now. Blessed Holy Spirit, I come to you today as humbly and sincerely as I know how, asking and offering this gathering up for your divine light and guidance. Today there is just a sense of perfection and calm, and I trust completely that the words that will be delivered today are what is what needs to be heard and what is wanting to be delivered here. I am a messenger, and in this moment I empty of all of my personal things, and I open up and allow Spirit to come through me and to deliver the message that needs to be delivered today. As we talk about becoming wise farmers, as I share in my own experience, I simply pray and ask for guidance and clarity, not only for myself, but for everyone listening, that they may also receive what they need to hear today as well. I give thanks for everyone who's here today and all the people who work to make sure that these gatherings continue to go on. I trust, I allow, and I love. So it is, and so I let it be. Amen. All right. So, again, the topic for today's gathering is becoming the wise farmer. Today's reading is coming from The Way of Mastery, and I do want to set this reading up a little bit. My reader for today is Reverend Sherry Daves, and she'll be reading from The Way of Mastery, Planting the Seed that produces the desired result. And again, I want to set this up a little bit because I didn't send the entire reading, because the first part was just talking about this wise farmer. This wise farmer was also, there were other farmers around him in the valley, and most of the farmers were excited to just begin planting their seeds. Well, this particular farmer was different. He waited until everything was perfectly set up, and he just didn't pay attention to what was going on around him, and he trusted that he would know when the time was right to plant his seeds. And so that's enough of a setup there for you to get an idea where Reverend Sherry will be picking up here in this story. So I'll go ahead and release this mic now and ask Reverend Sherry to come forward and read for us from The Way of Mastery.
Good morning. Just checking the mic again to make sure I can be heard. Okay, thank you. So Reverend Gloria has asked me to read the piece of The Way of Mastery called Planting the Seed that Produces the Desired Result. For he has selected seeds that would constantly bring forth in each season the best of fruits. He loved them and he nurtured them and he cultivated them. Long after the farmers, weary and tired, had experienced drought and seeds that brought forth fruit where insects would come and destroy them, that would not be purchased by the people in the marketplace, this one farmer became the greatest of farmers in the entire valley. People would come from all over the world to bite, to take a little nibble out of the fruit that came from his garden. Yet the farmer merely delighted in continuing loving and nurturing those seeds and cultivating the soil in which they were planted daily. He never took his consciousness away from his perfect union with those seeds. He never once forgot that he was the one that created his farm as a direct result of his careful selection of which seeds he would plant in his soil. And while others marveled at his good fortune, and while others were jealous of his good luck, the farmer always knew that no magic was involved. He merely followed in the footsteps of the wisdom given to him by God. Take my fruit and plant it in your consciousness. Know that you are one with me, and that fruit you experience is the result of the seeds you plant in your own consciousness. Know that you cannot help but experience the result, the fruit of the seeds you plant. Nothing bursts forth on the vine of your experience by accident. Therefore, create with me, my child. Create like unto myself by knowing that you are a creator, a farmer, a planter. And you will indeed harvest the quality of the seeds that you plant. Just as you, beloved child, are the harvest of the seed I once planted, when first I held the thought of you in my holy mind. And in that moment, you arose as a sunbeam from the sun made in my image. I held you as the thought of love in form, and I bestowed you with all good things. Therefore, see yourself as I see you. Embrace yourself as I embrace you. Accept yourself as you are, a creator creating without ceasing. And just as I sat upon my throne, which means sitting in the center of all that is, and beheld you as a loving thought, so to choose only to allow loving thoughts to enter into your consciousness. Choose to only allow loving thoughts to be expressed with your words. Choose only to allow loving thoughts to be translated into your gestures, your choices, and your actions. And thereby create as I created you, that which extends joy for, which is the holy, the beautiful, and the good forever. For that is what you are. That's how I thought of you when I created you, and that is what you remain eternally. Therefore, join with me by extending your creation as I've extended you. Since you have manifested as a physical body, accept my son's teaching and let that body be placed in a chair that you might think like the mind of Christ for 5 minutes. And you will beget an eternality that reflects the radiance of heaven, just as you reflect my radiance when I look upon the unlimited soul. Indeed, in the entire valley there was but one farmer that was wise. Will you elect to join the union comprised of all the hasty farmers, or will you choose to take up residence as the one farmer who knows how to create wisely and in faith, rests on perfect certainty, and merely sits back to wait for the ripples of heaven to come and replace the ripples of hell that once you created unwittingly? Everyone is a minister. You cannot help but minister to the world in each moment. And therefore, begin your ministry of enlightened consciousness now. And I promise you this absolutely, irrevocably. You will experience all that I have known and more. You will experience complete victory over death. You will experience complete unlimitedness and abundance. You will experience perfect peace, perfect miracle-mindedness, and perfect unbroken communion in bliss with all of creation. Thank you, Gloria.
All right, and thank you very much, Reverend Sherry. Okay, so I want to, before I get into my sharing for today, I want to share with you the core value from Awakening Together. And I am going with core value number 4 today. We affirm one true self as the only truth. We live this value by embracing what is helpful on the path of awakening without idolizing any spiritual doctrine as truth. So that is core value number 4. Now, what I want to talk about today is becoming a wise farmer. As I shared in my last gathering, I was undergoing some sort of transitional phase in my life where I was needing to look at some decisions, and I was, as Sherry was reading the reading for today, I thought of the purification tapes that Regina is currently broadcasting on Sunday evenings, and the thought that occurred to me was that my purification seems to be playing out in real time at this point. So, and as I shared before, it is a story that is, somewhat similar to Regina's story. For me, I am in the process, and I have been for quite a while, of becoming this wise farmer. Recently, I made that decision to leave my full-time corporate job, which was a decision, I must say, that, and I did that on June 15th, so very recently here, and I am, let me back up, it was a decision that it didn't come, like, my choice would have been to stay. Like, I did everything human possible to stay and continue to build my career, but it would take probably 4 gatherings for me to share the amount of work that I did to try to keep that what I had there in place. But as fate would have it, as my destiny apparently would have it, decisions needed to be made, and the decision was made to leave that way of living and pursue another path. Now, after I came to the decision that, or after I realized, okay, this course that I've been on for the past 12 years and the way I've been doing things is, it's time to do things differently. It's obvious that my path is shifting in a new direction. After I came to that full realization and completely released all of the efforting, and I mean there was a lot of efforting, after I released that completely, and it took me years, at least a year and a half to do so, this other new idea came in to launch my own business venture, which is something that I'm looking into now and in the process of preparing to get underway now. But the point that I'm hoping to make here in sharing this part of my story and how it relates to the reading from today from the Way of Mastery is that, this farmer, this wise farmer that was talked about in this reading, this wise farmer He simply completely disregarded everything everyone else was doing. You know, the other farmers were happy to go out. They were eager to go out and start planting. They were actually called hasty farmers in this reading. So the wise farmer actually took his time. He waited for the conditions to be right, and he spread his seeds lovingly and waited patiently for them to blossom. So for me, this particular reading, when I read this, it instantly grabbed onto me because of where I am in my journey right now, right? The steps that I've taken are against the grain. I mean, even, you know, the people that love me and that are closest to me have offered their support, but at the same time, I sense their concern, right? I can sense, worry or fear that things won't work out going down this other path. And that's okay. It's okay for me that, for things to be that way, because I am at a point where I'm completely going on faith. As I mentioned in my last gathering, that's what I'm choosing to fill my tank up on now, is pure faith, you know. And just like this wise farmer, and just like we're admonished to do in this reading, is to nurture the seeds that we're growing, and also to follow in the footsteps of the wisdom given to us by God. So I want to go back to this particular reading, and I want to highlight one particular section of this particular reading. In this paragraph, he says here, he merely followed in the footsteps of wisdom given to him by God. Take my fruit and plant it in your consciousness. Know that you are one with me, and that fruit you experience is the result of seeds you plant in your consciousness. Know that you cannot help but experience the result, the fruit of the seeds you plant. Nothing bursts forth on the vine of your experience by accident. So that particular verse is what I focused on, and I contemplated that. And so the part that's highlighted or stood out for me in that verse is, know that you cannot help but experience the result of the fruit of the seeds you plant. Now, a lot of what we do here in terms of the teachings that we offer, the speakers that come in to share with us, many of those speakers share with us the exact same message. Like, you can hear a different person speaking, but the same message is ultimately coming through. And that message is that we are one with God, that there is no separation, and that the kingdom of God is our kingdom, right? Because we are one with him. So this one message that we receive, it's up to us then to plant the seeds. And this goes back to making choices, or how we're casting our energy out, as Regina has shared with us. What are we casting our attention to? Are we casting that to seeds that will fortify and grow us, seeds of love, light, and inspiration? Or are we getting more caught up with the ego part of this, or steeped in the ego part of this? So for me, this reading, as well as all of the teaching that I've been with Awakening Together now for approximately 3-4 years, I do believe it's been since 2013. And that was another something else that came up for me during the course of the transition that I've been sharing about, is that I'm now relocated to a new state, no longer living in Florida. So after probably about a week after I moved, it became evident to me that the time that I was away from my family and the time that I was so deeply steeped in my spiritual growth, it was almost as if that was some sort of preparation, purification process that I needed to go through in order to get to a point where I could live faithfully, trust completely in the path that had been given to me. So I'm very grateful for not only my experience here with Awakening Together, but also the time, as I'm beginning to look back on it, it is very reminiscent of isolation, of being pulled out of my normal environment, being in the presence of my family, because I didn't have any family there. And where I am now, I have plenty of family. So this whole process of growing and learning to trust, preparing me for whatever my destiny is, which at this point, honestly, I don't know what that destiny is, but I'm absolutely prepared to become the wise farmer that I was created to be. As going back to the reading here again, this reading mentioned that for this wise farmer, people came from all over the world. They came from everywhere to look at his fruit, to buy his fruit, and they delighted in his fruit, right? He cultivated these seeds in a soil. He cultivated the seeds in soil when it perfectly ready for that cultivation. So for us, and for me personally, what that means is eliminating a lot of the ego-based thinking, right? Choosing not to feed that part of what I am, and instead planting seeds of truth and love and nurturing those seeds. Now, becoming the wise farmer is, for me, after reading this article, it meant to accept that we are the harvest. That's mentioned also in this reading, that we are God's harvest. You know, and if we can begin, and that's been a big part of the journey for me, is letting go of that sense of unworthiness, the sense that the beliefs that were there about being not being fully capable of living a life that is more in line and more in line with my truth and with the truth. Okay, so again, this harvest, the seed, we are the harvest of the seed that God planted in his holy mind. I was also looking at the lesson for today from A Course in Miracles on the gentle healing, from the gentle healing group. And as I contemplated that, that lesson also tied in with this one to some degree for me. In that lesson, in A Course in Miracles, it said that the valuable and the valueless are both perceived and recognized for what they are. And what is worthy of your love receives your love, while nothing to be feared remains. Again, talking about this valuable and the valueless, that is relevant when we're talking about planting seeds, because if we're planting seeds that are, that have no value, then what springs forth from those seeds, as it says in this reading, know that you cannot help but experience the result, the fruit of the seeds that you plant, and that nothing bursts forth from the vine of your experience by accident. So it also talked about us constantly being ministers. We are always ministering to some degree all the time, because the fruit or the seeds that we're planting are constantly being harvested. So for me, the question always boils down to what am I creating now? What am I contributing to the collective whole? Because we know that that is the collective, what the collective thinks, the beliefs that the collective hold are the exact beliefs that create our reality, our experience. It's the loop of experience is what's coming to me now. What I think about, I see, and what I see, I experience, and what I experience, I think. Now it's just one big loop of experience. So if that loop is true, and it is, then we always have to be mindful of what are the seeds that we're planting, because that is indeed what we will harvest. Okay, so again, and going back to my personal story here, this level of trust, what the steps that I just recently took, I was actually very, because it's not something that I've ever done in that way, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how I would feel about making that type of major decision and living with that decision. Again, this is all very fresh. It's all very new and fresh for me, but the initial feeling, the initial sense that I had, because there was quite a bit of contemplation that went into that decision making. So by the time it was time to take the actual steps, there was no fear. There still is no fear about what, and in some ways that's kind of shocking to me. You know, when I think about the Gloria that existed, let's say 5 years ago or even 3 years ago, I know that Gloria would have been frantic, up in arms, anxious, worried, concerned, fearful, because of this unknown aspect of everything, not knowing how things will play out, not knowing, all of the facts, all of the details in order to move forward, right? But there was an absolute sense, and there still is an absolute sense of calm and very focused in my dealings. There's not a lot of, I have no regrets. I don't want to say that there's not a lot of regrets. I have no regrets for making the decisions that needed to be made. So I say all of this to, and I share in my experience here, because I know in this growing process, when things are shifting and changing, it can very much seem like, things are falling apart, or, we can lose faith. We can lose the hope that we've built up over the years. But I share this experience today in the hopes that, I don't believe in coincidences. I know that it's not a coincidence that, my story, I'm here giving you all my story, and you're here listening. So there are no coincidences there. So I know that everything is perfect. I can't really explain exactly how I know that. I know that it's part of it is purification, trust, you know, but I know that everything is perfect and everything is working as it should right now. If anything was supposed to be any different than what it is, it would be. And the same holds true for anything that you're experiencing in your life. If anything needs to look any different than what it does, then ultimately it will, because of these seeds that we're planting, because of the seeds of truth that we're planting. So this all boils down to choices, and which choices are we willing to make in order to continue to move down the path of truth. So in this reading, it also says that, will you choose to take up residence as the one farmer who knows how to create wisely and in faith and on perfect certainty, and merely sits back and waits for the ripples of heaven to come and replace the ripples of hell that you once created unwittingly? Now, the part in that sentence that threw me off a little was merely sitting back, right? If we're in the habit of always taking action, always feeling that we need to control how things are going or where things are going or how things will turn back, this merely sitting back and waiting for the ripples of heaven can probably feel very uncomfortable. You know, but that's where this trust thing comes into play. And trust is just a huge item for me nowadays. When you're in a place of trust, when you're trusting that the seeds that you've planted will manifest the way they are supposed to, and more importantly, that you are one with the Creator, right? That has been the biggest message at the front of my mind. You know, that message has occupied a lot of my thoughts, right? So the seeds that I'm planting are seeds that are sure to manifest whatever Holy Spirit, God, the universe intends for them to manifest, because I am not willing to ever lose sight of the fact that I and the Father are one. You know, this body that I've done so much to protect, to keep safe, to keep perfect and healthy, and you know, this is a physical manifestation of what I truly am. So my thoughts continually rest on truth. Now, does that mean that there are never times when I step outside of thinking that way? No, it doesn't. There are things that come up that have a tendency to move me out of that space of perfect peace. But the key there is that the time that I stay in that place shortens as time goes on. You know, that time that we spend worrying or in fear or being concerned, that time decreases, and it has decreased exponentially over time here. So the point again that I'm making is that the seeds that we are planting absolutely determine, because we're always ministering, we're always giving back in some form or another. So it's up to us to make those choices about what kind of seeds that we're willing to plant. You know, throughout this transitional period for me, there've been so many signs. You know, if we're open to receive in that way, and we're standing in the truth, the light of the truth, as often as we can, the evidence of that will appear in some way around you. You know, the night before I left my job, I was flipping through some YouTube videos, and I came across Bentinho, an audio that he had done. I don't know when exactly the audio was done, but it was about assumptions. And in that audio, I mean, it was so perfect for where I was in that moment. I mean, here I was preparing the next day to go in. I had already submitted my resignation, and the next day was to be my last day. And the night before that last day, I hear this message about assumptions. In that video, Bentinho talked about how assumptions are instilled in us. The assumption, for instance, he even gave the specific assumption of working every day, of getting up and going. I couldn't believe it. I just felt like, you know, there's no way that that this, and I know that you guys have probably had that happen too, where you're in a particular place and boom, there's a message that speaks directly to your situation, directly to circumstance, and it's perfect. So here this perfect message is coming in. Basically, you know, I don't remember every detail of the video that Bentinho that I watched, but the general gist of that was to let go of assuming that the way that you've been doing things is the way it needs to be done. That, you know, you will be supported in your, it was just astoundingly accurate for my particular situation in that moment. And the point that I'm making is, when we're open to receive this type of guidance, when we're open to, when we're planting those seeds of truth, then they have to manifest truth as well. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says that, where Jesus is talking about the vine. You know, a fig tree will not produce an apple, or an orange tree will not produce an apple. If you plant an apple seed is what you will ultimately manifest. So the question there, again, always comes back to, what is the seed that we're planting? You know, the question is never, and that was very pertinent for me as well. The question is not, when will my seed grow? How will my seed grow? You know, for whom or around whom will my seed grow? I see Regina saying there, Mike, are you all able to hear me? Okay, thank you. All right, so as I was stating, the question is not when, where, and how. The only question, yes, okay, thank you, Barb. I'm cutting out now and then. I think it could be my connection, because when Sherry was reading, I was also experiencing that cutting in and out when she was reading. So I do apologize for if you're not able to hear me as well. And hopefully the recording is coming through okay. The what, when, and where, or the how, that part is not up to us. You know, when this farmer here planted his seeds, I'll go back to the reading that I was speaking about, or from the Way of Mastery here, and this is an excerpt from the first part. This is what Sherry did not read. But this is about the farmer and his seeds. He paid no attention to the passing of dates on the calendar. He paid no attention to the changing weather conditions. He knew that when the time was right, and the seed would be planted, and from it would burst forth the flower of those seeds. He knew it. He gave no thought to the opinions of his colleagues, right? So this is about a firm resolution, a firm commitment. And as I've been saying in the past gatherings that I've been doing here, is that the time is now. There's no projecting anything into the future. There's no pulling things in from your past. The time is now to, for me, definitely, and hopefully for all of us here, the time is now to begin cultivating those seeds, nurturing those seeds, watering those seeds that we're planting. And then again, trusting that our seeds will grow, right? I know some of you are probably gardeners out there. I know that at our last retreat, I was talking to Phil Frisk, and I know that he's an avid gardener, and I know that he would probably come on and say that he's never planted a seed and went out a day or a week later and to check to see if that seed was growing, or to check to see how that seed was doing. Once he places that seed in the ground, and the same with this wise farmer here, once the seed is planted, you nurture it, of course, you give it the sunlight it needs, and from there, it's all about trusting that the elements are in place for your seed to grow. So like for me right now, I don't see anything manifesting around me from the events that have recently taken place in my life, nor am I looking for those. My focus remains centered completely in trust and in truth, taking whatever steps that are placed before me to take, and then trusting, you know, unceasingly trusting that I am one with God. There is another section here in the reading from today that I want to touch back on as well, about the choices, making those choices. So how do we continually plant these seeds? And in the reading it says, choose only to allow loving thoughts to enter into your consciousness. Choose only to allow loving thoughts to be expressed by your words. Choose only to allow loving thoughts to be translated into your gestures, your choices, and your actions. So the one word that repeats throughout that section is love. To allow love to be the central focus, you know, the place where you're drawing from. You know, instead of drawing from a place of fear, you know, we're drawing from a place of love and from the position of truth, which is where truth is love. Love is truth, right? So that is really this whole thing of making choices and trusting and allowing this mind of Christ to continually be birthed within our consciousness. You know, when I again, when I look back over the time that I have been connected here with Awakening Together, which coincidentally, the time that I said that I was kind of isolated, that boiled down to approximately a 5-year period. Incidentally, that's when I came on with Awakening Together, during this period of, I don't want to call it isolation, because I was isolated, but I wasn't completely isolated. But during this time, it feels now like an absolute building, a fortifying process that was mandatory, obviously, for me, in order to make the moves that I've recently made. For instance, without that 5 years of isolation and learning and spiritual growth, there's no way I could have made the choice that I made a couple of weeks ago to set aside my corporate career and pursue a brand new venture that's not something that I'm a master of. All right, what I'm getting ready to pursue requires me to learn to learn how to run a business, to learn how to make the product that I'll be selling. You know, there's this whole thing that there's no way I would have been able to cross that line of letting go of the assumptions that I told you about Bentinho sharing. There's this assumption that this needed to be done. My parents worked their entire life. Their parents worked their entire life. So quite naturally, I had the assumption that I needed to show up and work my entire life. And I'm not saying that I won't be continuing to work. I will. As a matter of fact, I'm working more now than when I was working. But working in that way, there was the assumption that that's the only way that there was. So without this purification, without this growth process, without this learning that has been necessary for me, there's no way I would have moved into where I am now. So I know that everything is perfect at all times for all of us, right? And I'm looking here. I think the last part that I want to share and leave, and that's really drawing my attention back, and that's everyone is a minister, right? The ministers that are here at Awakening Together, and we do have our, we are continuing to bring forth our mystery ministers, throughout, you know, we're showcasing our mystery ministers during the second Sunday of each month. And then we have our regular ministers that are in rotation. Last week you heard Dove step in, as he so gracefully does when we have an opening for a minister. Reverend Jacqueline wasn't here, and he stepped in last week to be our minister. So we have this group of people that appear to show up before you and deliver a message and share from their experience. But in truth, everyone is a minister. Whether you're getting up and taking this mic on a regular basis, as I do and several of the other ministers do, or whether you're on your day job and you're talking to a coworker or talking to a family member, in whatever capacity that you're showing up in your daily life, you are indeed ministering in some form or another. So this is another reason why it is critically important for us to be mindful of the seeds that we're planting, because those seeds will ultimately come to harvest. I'm also reminded right now of a vision that I shared with you in a recent gathering, where Holy Spirit shared with me that we're all this seed of light. That and as I read this particular reading, where God is saying, you know, you are the harvest, you are my seed, that brought back to me the vision that I had recently, where Holy Spirit shared with me that we are all seeds of light. We are all planted in this earthly soil, and we are given, we have the power to create what we will. But in so many cases, what we create is based on the environment that we were brought up in, the beliefs that we have installed. And all of these things stunt our growth in some form or fashion. But again, getting back to the point that each of us is a minister and that we're all ministering in every single moment. So the question that I want to leave you with, the question that I'd like you to contemplate as we get ready to play the song for contemplation, is what are the seeds that you're planting? How are you ministering to the world? Now, I know that if you're here now, if you're listening to this message, I sense very much that if you're here and you're listening to this particular message, then you have a level of awareness. Everything that I've said to you today is probably something you've either heard in some way, or you're practicing, or you're, you know, in other words, you're already on this path. So I know that each of our goals, because there's only one of us here, there's only one mind represented in this gathering today. That mind is speaking to you, that mind is listening, that mind is the only one mind that's here. So the goal then, once again, is to always be mindful of the seeds that we're planting. And I and what I was saying there was that each of us has a true desire to plant good seeds, to plant loving seeds. And so as I prepare right now to go into contemplation, once again, I ask that you would consider that you're always ministering, whether you have a mic or not. Consider that you're always ministering. Consider the seeds that we're always planting. And lastly, trust. Again, such a huge thing for me right now personally is to absolutely trust. No matter what's manifesting before you, again, don't plant your seeds and go out tomorrow and look for evidence that it's growing. Trust that growth is happening. Trust that the natural order of the universe, the perfect love that gives us those seeds, is also will also make them grow. You know, nobody goes out and watches trees, but yet we have trees growing and sprouting up all around us, leaves falling in the fall and then renewing itself in the springtime. Yet no one is going out and pruning those trees or watering those trees. These things are happening as a natural result of the universe. And because we are a part of this natural universe, we are also entitled to that level of growth. So again, that question is up for contemplation. I'm going to ask Lynn play us a closing song, or not a closing song, actually a song for us to contemplate what we've heard today, and then we will have time for sharing. Also, I'm going to ask Barb to post a link in the room that would allow anyone who's interested to go out and make a donation to Awakening Together. Your donations are greatly appreciated here at Awakening Together. So Lynn, if you would please play a song for contemplation. And love to you all.
Been a long time running, I never knew then what I know now. That the fruits, they always come in, but you can't go around just knocking them down. It takes a long time to show in, we plant the seeds then and we look at them now. But the roots are always growing, no matter if I'm there or never around.
Whatever grows will grow,
Whatever dies will die. Whatever works will work. Whatever flies will fly. Whatever fails will fail. What's meant to soar will soar. I am planting seeds, nothing
it's like
more.
Your whole life you've been training for this moment, and when the time comes, you just disown it, meaning you just surrender, don't control it, not interested in the clay pots and mold it, or sitting next to the path trying to unfold it, or waiting for the fruits to fall down toward you, let it go, and now you're flowing, feeling quite gorgeous, so you take steps away instead of towards it. What a rush, feeling freedom with nothing to hold. We've been taught that what you touch will always turn to gold, and now we're learning when we let it go, it overflows with no credit to take, cause no credit is home. A higher power working deeper with the seeds are sown, and when the seeds are true, then the seeds of gold. But the real gold is joy when life starts to flow, and when it does, you just smile, cause now you know.
I spent a long time running, I never knew then what I know now. Let the fruits, they always come in, but you can't go around just knocking them down. It takes a long time to show in, we plant the seeds then, and we look at them now. But the roots are always growing, no matter if I'm there or never around. Whatever grows will grow, whatever dies will die, whatever works will work, whatever flies will fly, whatever fails will fail, what's meant to soar will soar. I am planting seeds.
Whenever
it grows,
yep. It grows.
When it grows, it grows.
Whenever it dies, it dies.
When it dies, it dies.
Come on.
Works,
if it works, it
whenever
works.
Whenever flies, will
let it fly. Let it
when
fly.
It fails, will fail.
When it fails, it fails.
Meant to soar, will soar. I am planting seeds.
Whenever it grows,
will grow.
Let it grow. Let it grow.
Awesomeness, awesomeness. If it fails, let it fail. If it soars, let it soar. Keep planting your seeds. Because again, we are just not in control of how those seeds will manifest in the world. And I am pleased that this message was applicable or received well. I am truly excited about my future and your future as well. I'm excited, just period, because I know that everything is in perfect order. Now, that will close our gathering for today. I will ask that if you'd like to share any, if you have any commentaries, we are going right into our fellowship hour here today, which will be starting here in just a few minutes. I am going to release this mic to Ken to allow him to start the fellowship hour. And again, you will be allowed to raise your hands for questions. I am, again, so excited about the opportunity to be here. I'm always humble to come before you and share in my personal journey. And each time you hear me say love to you all, that is coming from the deepest place within my heart. So Ken, this mic is yours.
In its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, a so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds. We must let our thoughts be free. Every hour passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize that the beauty lies eyes of the beholder. And everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered Wednesday. I sing it, children. Everybody's beautiful. Shouldn't care about the length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. We're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time, look on the good side, my friend. Straighten it out in your mind. Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter.